Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
It's our fun unit for today. We're going to have so much fun.
Yay!
We're going to need surgery to get rid of our smiles. But today we're talking about something called detention.
Uh-oh.
And that doesn't sound so good because the last time I heard that word, I had to stay after school because I was bad. If you did something bad during the school day and the teacher didn't like it, they would give you a detention slip, which means you have to report to the detention hall at the end of the day and sit there and feel shame.
How long? How long did you have to sit in
there? There was about an hour or so.
Yeah.
And if you were really bad, they brought somebody down to whip you and torture you.
Wow. I'm sure the listeners will be shocked to discover that I never had detention in school.
You wouldn't.
Yeah, no.
You just don't seem like the type.
I was a good girl. Yeah.
I only had it a couple of times, but detention does refer to when students have to stay after school as a form of punishment, which comes from the verb to detain, to keep you someplace and not let you go.
Yeah, or they can actually detain someone as a country. Maybe they suspect them of being a spy or a political dissident. We're going to talk about dissidents as we talk about this very fun video game, which is so exciting. It's been very, very popular, and we're really excited because it's putting Taiwan on the map.
On the gaming map.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's find out what this is all about. You probably know all about this, so let's start reading our article from top to bottom, and then we'll come back to discuss it. A Taiwanese video game is making headlines for its compelling story and beautiful hand-drawn graphics. Detention, developed by Red Candle Games, was released in January to much acclaim. In fact, the game had an overwhelmingly positive rating on Steam, a popular international platform for sharing video games online. Detention also achieved best-seller status for the Taiwan region on Steam just a few days after it was released. Detention is a survival horror game set in 1960s Taiwan. It features two students who are trapped in their school overnight because of a typhoon. To play the game, players must lead the female character Fang Rei-Xin through the school. While doing so, Fang has to escape spirits from traditional Taiwanese folklore, solve puzzles, and confront terrifying memories in her attempt to save the people she cares about. The game is peppered with historical references and Taiwanese and East Asian religious and folk elements. It's based on the Kuomintang's period of martial law, also known as the White Terror. At the time, the KMT was focused on the suppression of political dissidents and those who they believed sympathized with China's communist government. An estimated 140,000 people were imprisoned, and 4,500 were executed as spies for the Chinese. Additionally, many of the spirits Fang encounters are found in Taoism and Buddhism. Certain religious rites or talismans are used in the game to defeat them. Detention was praised for its ability to incorporate dramatic gameplay and historical references that were difficult to discuss openly for many years, often for fear of prosecution. One review even called the game a successful example of the cultural creative industry. What's most striking, however, is the game's capacity to present Taiwan's history in a way that will encourage players to develop an interest in the nation and its thought-provoking past.
Okay, guys, we're going to be talking about the very popular video game called Detention. I just looked it up. Tom, it got 10 out of 10 on reviews.
Wow.
And it got all 5 stars. So
pretty interesting,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, very, very successful. So congratulations to the folks that made Detention. I'm very proud of them. Now, we kind of talked about what detention means before we started reading the article. I think here, instead of talking about detention after school, if you're bad as a student, they're actually talking about people who were opposing the government or doing things the government wasn't happy about. And so they were detained, which means they take them into official custody and they're held. So I think that's where we're going here. We're talking about political detention.
Political detention, indeed, and sort of school detention because we've got these main characters, at least the one girl, stuck in the school as if she had been given detention by the teacher, but I think she was stuck in there because of a typhoon. But we'll get to that in just a second. So let's take a look at this title here first. Detention puts Taiwan on the video game map. And we do have this phrase in English to put something or someone on the map. Usually if we talk about a certain town or something like that, they suddenly became famous because of something they did. For example, the town of Redmond, Washington. No one knew about that, but Microsoft put the town of Redmond, Washington on the map because Microsoft is based in this small town in Washington State. And now everyone knows both about Microsoft and Redmond, Washington, although I myself didn't know about Redmond, Washington until you mentioned it a few moments ago before the show. But in any case, this game has put Taiwan on the video game map. Maybe other countries like Korea or Japan or even India were known for making great video games. But now everyone in the world knows that, hey, good video games are coming from Taiwan as well.
Yeah, we already know Taiwan has really experienced graphics artists. You know, they do those news stories where they actually do the graphic edition of some famous news story, like Tiger Woods being beat by his wife.
Yeah, I remember that video.
Yeah, Taiwan's already pretty much famous for that. So I'm not surprised they were able to make this really compelling story that's making headlines. Now, if you make headlines, guys, it just means you're in the news, and you're probably one of the lead stories. You know, you're top of the broadcast news, or you're on the front page of the newspaper. You're getting a lot of press for whatever you're doing. Compelling means something that's really interesting. I always think if something's compelling, it draws you in. It almost makes you watch. You know, you're powerless to resist. Compelling. So you could use compel, though, as a verb if you compel someone to do something, you force them. So if something's compelling, which is the adjective, it's almost like you have no power to resist. You can't look away.
And also, it's famous. It has made headlines because of its hand-drawn graphics. Graphics, of course, refer to the things that you can see, the visuals, right? And they were actually hand-drawn. I guess they drew them out like an artist would and then scanned them later, whereas most of the time they use computer programs to draw stuff. And you can definitely tell the difference between hand-drawn graphics and CGI imagery. And so that is an attractive aspect of this particular video game. Well, Detention, developed by Red Candle Games, was released in January to much acclaim. So it really isn't that old. It's only a couple of months old. It was released in January to much acclaim. Acclaim here means recognition, okay, especially if the public or critics accept it and they give it good reviews and stuff like that. I guess you could say much acclaim means it was given great reviews by people. They thought it was really, this is a game you got to check out.
Yeah, really positive. Now, it says, in fact, the game had an overwhelmingly positive rating on Steam. I was just telling Tom, I saw 5 stars and 10 out of 10 on different reviews, so it's really done well. Overwhelmingly just means too much that you can't even just manage it. It's just too much. If you're overwhelmed emotionally, you probably are crying or, you know, screaming, something like that. You can't control yourself. Overwhelmingly positive. There's hardly anything negative to say about the game. And Steam is a really popular international platform. It's a website that you can go to. I just saw it. And people can share their video game comments and opinions.
Cool. So check it out if you haven't already. And again, Steam is a popular international platform for sharing video games online. A platform is like where computer programs exist and things like that, and you can interact and stuff like that. I think y'all know what that is. And Detention also achieved bestseller status for the Taiwan region on Steam just a few days after it was released. So it's a bestseller, okay. I'm not quite sure how these things go. I think my daughter and my wife sometimes play video games, but the free games only give you certain levels, right? If you want to challenge yourself more with higher levels, then you have to pay more. So maybe Detention works that way. You need to pay some money to get get to the higher levels, but don't quote me on that because I don't really play video games that much. I think they're a waste of time, actually.
You can go to one of the, I guess, websites on Steam that sells games, too, and there are free to play if you want to check those out. I'm not a big video game fan, but every once in a while I see one that's kind of fun. Now, Tom talked about it, how it had a bestseller status. That's its ranking. It's really selling much better than the other games. And it's a bestseller status for Taiwan region on Steam. And that happened just a couple of days after it was released. When something's released, it's sold to the public for the first time. So they did very well, very fast.
It was number one of all the games that were coming out from Taiwan only a few weeks after it was put on the market.
Wow.
Now, moving on to the next paragraph here, it says, Detention is a survival horror game set in 1960s Taiwan. So it's not really a war game or something where you go around and shoot people and blow things up and stuff like that. This is a survival game.
Cool.
But we've also got the word horror here. So there are ghosts and monsters in this video game. So it can kind of be scary. But you want to survive. You don't want them to catch up with you and catch you and torture you and kill you and stuff like that. But it takes place back in 1960s Taiwan, which is what, maybe 50 years ago or so? Quite some time ago, actually.
Yeah, really. Now, to play the game, players must lead the female character. I don't have her Chinese characters. I'm going to guess her name is Fang Reixin. You're going to lead her through the school. So you're trying to help her get out of the school. She's trapped in there overnight, remember, because of a typhoon. To play the game, this is what you have to do. So you can start any sentence that way. To do something, comma, you do this. So she's your big lead character, and she's the female lead character. Yay.
Excellent. So that may attract more female players to the game. I think the guys won't mind either that she's a female. They'll play it just as well. And, of course, you have to guide her through the school while nasty things and monsters and other things try to catch her. So you need to protect her as well. Let's talk some more about this particular game in just a couple of seconds. But first, we're going to take a time out and listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Trevor， 欢迎收听 English Digest。今天我们要阅读的课程是 Unit 15, Detention puts Taiwan on the video game map。首先，我们先看到本课的标题有一个名词 Detention。Detention 有课后留校的意思。在国外的学校，如果学生严重违反校规或行为不良，就会在放学后被留在一间特别的教室里反省自己的过错。例如Jack got detention for bullying his classmate. 杰克因为霸凌同学而被课后留校。此外 ,detention 也有拘留、监禁的意思。Be held or kept in detention 就是指被监禁。例如 ,the criminal was held in detention for 3 years. 这名罪犯被监禁3年。课文标题里有一个片语 ,put somebody or something on the map.就是指 make somebody or something famous. 例如 Emma Stone's role in La La Land put her on the map as a world famous actress. 艾玛史东在《越来越爱你》中的角色使得她成为世界知名的女演员。文章的第一段提到由台湾制作的电玩游戏 Detention 返校在国际电玩界大受好评。我们看到第一段的第一句 A Taiwanese video game is making headlinesFor its compelling story and beautiful hand-drawn graphics. 一款台湾电玩游戏因其引人入胜的故事情节和美丽的手绘图像登上头条。这句有一个形容词 compelling, 意思是引人入胜的。它的动词是 compel, C-O-M-P-E-L, 有强迫的意思。Compel somebody to do something, 就是指强迫某人去做某事。例如My parents compelled me to study medicine in college, though I was interested in music. 虽然我对音乐有兴趣，但是我的父母强迫我在大学时读医学系。字根 pel, P-E-L, 有驱赶、驱动的意思。以下有几个动词都是以 pel 结尾，例如 dispel, D-I-S-P-E-L, 是指消除、打消。 例如 The harsh reality dispelled any illusions we might have had. 残酷的现实消去了我们可能存有的幻想。Expel, E-X-P-E-L, 是指驱逐、逐出。例如 The police expelled the protesters from this area. 警方将抗议者逐出这个区域。Repel, R-E-P-E-L, 是指击退、使厌恶、排斥。例如 The smell of stinking tofu repels some foreign tourists. 臭豆腐的味道会让一些外国旅客感到排斥。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, guys. We're talking about detention, a new video game from Taiwan that's very popular, all around the world, and it's gotten bestseller status right here in the Taiwan region. Let's talk about what detention is. We said it's a survival horror game. If it's a survival game, you know you're going to have to dodge some things to survive and get out alive. It's set back in time, 1960s, when a lot of our listeners were not alive. So you're going to learn some history, which is kind of fun. It features two students. We've got the lead character, Fang Reixin, and she's trapped in the school because of a typhoon. Who else do we have? It doesn't say right there, but while doing so, while she's avoiding all of these things, she runs into some spirits. This is why it's a horror game, I guess. Spirits are ghosts, dead, I guess, dead people, from traditional Taiwanese folklore. So these are familiar stories for most Taiwanese kids, I would assume. Folklore are just your traditional stories that have been passed down through time.
Stories, songs, et cetera, et cetera. And so these are characters from old Taiwanese stories.
Cool.
Or songs, maybe. You also have to solve puzzles, and you have to confront terrifying memories in her attempt to save the people she cares about. If you confront something, you face something that's difficult to face, especially if it's something you've been trying to avoid.These are terrifying memories. Terrifying is the same as scary, something that terrifies you or scares you. These are memories, that are trying to, I guess, scare you. And this is your attempt. You're trying to save these people that she particularly cares about, maybe her friends, classmates, family members, etc.
All right. It says here the game is peppered with historical references.If you're peppered with something, it means you've got a lot of something coming at you. It's in kind of in a scattered form. Think of pepper that we put into our food, right? It's little pieces and flecks and just goes all over the place. We often use this when we're talking about guns. You know, he was peppered with bullets. Well, this has historical references. So it mentions past history and things that'll be pretty important to people here.And it has Taiwanese and East Asian religious and folk elements. So it's got religious things in there. Also, again, the traditional folklore.
Yep. And those, of course, are Taiwanese references and the religious and folk elements. If it's religious, it could be referring to Taoism,
yeah,
Buddhism, stuff like that.
Right.
So they're all in there. And it's based on the Kuomintang's period of martial law, the Kuomintang. This is spelled with the old Wei-Jiao system.Kuomintang. I've heard people say it that way, but very rarely most people say Kuomintang or the KMT. And they had this period of martial law where the military pretty much controls everything. When I first came to Taiwan in 1987, they had lifted martial law. So I didn't know what it was like to be in Taiwan during martial law. They had guards all over the place, and you couldn't go to nightclubs and stuff like that. That's what people told me in any case. This was also knownas the period of white terror, which we'll explain in the next couple sentences here. At the time, the KMT was focused on the suppression of political dissidents and those who they believed sympathized with China's communist government. So if you talk about suppression, you talk about trying to stop people from doing stuff. Suppression of freedom of speech, for example. If people are trying to come out and say that they don't like the government, they will be suppressed. That's what will happen to you in North Korea if you dare say anything bad about the dear leaders.
Those are dissidents, people who oppose the government. And then we've got other people who believed or who sympathized with China's communist government. Uh-oh, you can't be a sympathizer. If you sympathize with a government, it says you agree. You support that opinion. You support what they're doing. So they were trying to reduce or try to get these political dissidents not to talk so much or to make trouble, I guess. And also, even if you sympathized or said, well, I think it's okay what China's doing in their communist government, you were also a problem if you were sympathizing. Sympathy usually means you can feel what someone's feeling or you feel sorry that someone's going through something. But there's another definition. This is the second definition where we use it to say you agree with somebody's opinion or what they're doing. You're a sympathizer.
Indeed. And so they thought that lots of people were supporting the communists. They were sympathizing with the communist government. So as a result, an estimated 140,000 people were imprisoned, which means they were put in jail, and 4,500 were executed as spies for the Chinese. To execute in this particular case means you are killed for a particular crime. You can be either shot or given poison or hanged. Or have your head chopped off, or fed to the lions, or fed to sharks, or whatever.
Oh, hopefully not.
I don't know how they executed the people back then. I think they used firing squad.
Yeah, I think so.
Probably.
That's a lot of people, right? Executed.
Yeah.
If you're a spy, of course, you're trying to get information for another government or another company. There are corporate spies nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
There are also government spies. Like, I've been watching MI5, which is a spy group in Great Britain. I love spy stories. Now, additionally, many of the spirits that Fong, remember Fong Reixin, she's the lead character, she encounters some spirits. Well, they're found in Taoism and Buddhism. And I know that whatever I say, our listeners know more about Taoism and Buddhism than I do. But Taoism is a Chinese philosophy that really advocates humility and you need to be really pious. And then Buddhism, of course, is based on the teachings of Buddha. So he was from northeastern India. You probably know how to say his name, right? Siddhartha
Gautama, Buddha. Yeah, that was a long time ago. That's all about Buddhism there. And then certain religious rites, which are like ceremonies, customs, and things like that, or talismans are used in the game to defeat these different kinds of spirits. A talisman is just some kind of object that has religious significance. It could be a ring. It could be a stone. It could be something hanging from your rearview mirror. Mm-hmm. Those are all like lucky charms that are kind of religious. And so you use those to defeat your enemies. Well, detention in the next paragraph here. Detention was praised for its ability to incorporate dramatic gameplay and historical references that were difficult to discuss openly for many years, often for fear of prosecution. So it was praised. People liked this game because it incorporated those things. It put them into the game. We've got gameplay and sort of history lessons working together because you couldn't really talk about these things because of prosecution, which means the government comes at you and accuses you of a crime.
Yeah, you're arrested. The police charge you with a crime and then you go to trial where evidence is presented. And if you're convicted and people say you're guilty, either a judge or a jury, you go to jail or you get some sort of punishment. It might be death in some cases. Now, one review even called the game, quote, a successful example of the cultural creative industry. We've got a lot of creative people living in Taiwan, don't we?
We do.
Yeah, we're proud of them. But what's most striking, what really stands out is the game's capacity to present Taiwan's history in a way that will encourage players to develop an interest in the nation. Yay. Mm. So more people will know Taiwan is not Thailand. Yay.
Yeah.
That's good. That drives me nuts. Your capacity for doing something, guys, is your ability, the maximum ability that you have. We often talk about capacity that maybe a jug or some sort of pitcher has that
a
you
container.
Fill a container. Yeah,、mm. it's how much it can hold. But your capacity just means how much you're able to do with the talent you have.
And, of course, we want to talk about the thought-provoking past,、the past history which makes people think about things.、
Yeah.
Hmm, if that happened in the past, what's going to happen in the future? We should not forget our past or we will be condemned to repeat it. Okay, that brings us to the end of our lesson for today. Here comes our Chinese teacher.
文章的二三段提到，返校是一款恐怖生存游戏，以学校为背景，说明在白色恐怖时期所发生的事件。我们看到第三段的第三句， At the time, the KMT was focused on the suppression of political dissidents and those who they believed sympathized with China's communist government.当时国民党专注于压迫政治异议人士和那些他们认为支持中国共产主义政府的人。 Those 加上 who 所引导的形容词子句是用来表示什么什么的人，就相当于复合关系代名词 whoever 后面加上一个子句。但要注意的是， Those who 是复数名词，而 whoever 则是第三人称单数。例如Those who finish the assignment by the end of the day will get a great prize. 在今天结束前完成这项工作的人将会得到很棒的奖品。如果将这句的 those who 改成 whoever 的话，动词 finish 就要加上 es， 变成 whoever finishes the assignment by the end of the day will get a great prize. 另外这句要注意的是 who 后面所接的 they believe为插入语，拿掉后并不影响句子结构。Who 在其所引导的子句里还是当主格用。例如 The student who I thought would pass the exam has failed it. 我认为会通过考试的那个学生却考不及格。Who 后面所接的 I thought 为插入语，拿掉后并不影响句子的结构。文章的最后一段提到，返校这款游戏不但巧妙地呈现了白色恐怖时期的历史，还让玩家对这段历史有所省思。我们看到这段的最后一句有一个名词 capacity， 在本句是能力的意思，相当于 ability， 而这个字还有容量容积的意思。如果我们说某个地方 be filled to capacity， 就是指这个地方客满了。例如The hotel is usually filled to capacity during holidays. 这间旅社在假日时常会客满。以上就是今天的课程，我们下次再会。
That's it for today, everybody. Thank you for listening to our program, but remember, you still need to study your English lessons.
Oh, yeah.
And don't spend so much time playing video games. But、you can play detention as much as you want because it is a good history lesson. From all of us here at English Digest, I am Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.